Playing 11 for the third test match has revealed how the Indian team will look like for the first test match against South Africa on 5th of January at Cape Town. It will be Shikhar Dhawan walking out to bat alongside Murali Vijay and not KL Rahul. KL Rahul for the time being is now relegated as a third opening option. And also we got to know about the composition of the side. There will be six batsmen playing in the final 11. Rohit Sharma will be playing, Ridhiman Shah as the keeper, only four bowling options, three fast bowlers and a spinner. There is no room or scope for the fifth bowler for the time being. Yes, talking about this test match, the pitch is flat, bowling has looked flat, there were runs for the taking and Murali Vijay and the captain Virat Kohli has done exactly the same. Murali Vijay showed exemplary patience and discipline to score back-to-back hundreds and also put that debate to rest. He is India's number one opener going to South Africa. Virat Kohli has shown that he belongs to a different league. The moment he assesses the conditions, he just plays like a different player. Without taking risks, he is still managing to hit or score at a fair clip. His first 50 came only in 52 balls without hitting a ball, a single ball in the air. And that's becoming a hallmark of his innings whenever he's able to convert those hundreds into daddy hundreds. I think there is another double hundred on the anvil. Last but not the least, towards the fag end of the day, we saw that a couple of Indian batsmen failed to read the spin from the hand. First, it was Murali Vijay who was deceived by Sandakan's googly. You can actually put down to fatigue. Had a very long stay at the crease and perhaps was a little tired mentally and physically. But the bigger concern is Ajinkya Rahane, who was dragged outside, couldn't read the googly. The ball went away. He went for a shot, which showed us two things. One, he wasn't reading the ball from the hand. And two, just not enough runs under his belt has perhaps muddled his thinking a little bit, because any other day he would have left the ball alone and wouldn't have gone chasing it. So that is one thing that India may want to, in fact, India should put it right before they go to South Africa.